Parashat Tzol Mishnah 3, Niskaven Lahazos al Davar Shuma Kabal Tumah. If he intends to sprinkle upon something that is susceptible to impurity, Vehiza al Davar Sha'eno Mekabal Tumah, and he then instead sprinkles on something which does not accept impurity, which obviously is not a valid sprinkling, it does need to be sprinkled. Says the Mishnah, Miyash Ba'ezov, if there is still water on the hyssop, Lo Yishne, he doesn't have to repeat. He doesn't have to dip the hyssop again. He can just sprinkle the water that's left on the hyssop. And the reason being is that at the time that he dipped the hyssop the first time, he intended to sprinkle upon something which was susceptible to impurity. And even though he got it wrong after that, at least his initial intention was still correct. And therefore, he can still use the water that's on the hyssop. But if it's the other way around, al dava she'eino mekabel tumah, that when he dips, he intends to sprinkle on something which does not accept impurity, and therefore that would be no point in sprinkling the water on that, v'hiza al dava she'mekabel tumah, then he then sprinkles on something which does accept impurity, a good sprinkling, but his intention initially was wrong. Emyesh ba'ezov, even if there's water left on the hyssop, yishne, he has to dip it again. He has to dip it again because when he dipped it the first time, his intention was wrong. Similar case, next case of the Mishnah al Ha'adam, if he dips it in and he intends to sprinkle it on a person, but then Vehiza al Ha'bahema, he goes and he sprinkles it on an animal. Imyesh ba'ezov, if there's still water on the hyssop, Lo Yishna, he doesn't have to dip it again, he can use the remaining water. Al Ha'bahema, if he intends to sprinkle on an animal, when he dips it into the water, his intention was to sprinkle on an animal, and then Vehiza al Ha'adam, he then goes and sprinkles it on a person. Im Yesh Ba'ezov, so the sprinkling is not good, because when he dipped it into the water, he didn't intend to sprinkle it on a person. So even if there's still water left on the hyssop, Yishne, he has to dip it again into the water. Final case of the Mishnah Maim. Hamatafim, water that drips, Ksharim, says the Mishnah, is fit, meaning that if he dips the hyssop in the water and what he intends to do is sprinkle that water onto something else, so that would be good, then it drips off, and before he sprinkles it, it drips off into another container, and says the Kati, that a second container is fit for the chattis, it has been purified to that level, and now what he does is he now dips it into the hyssop into the water in the second container. So the second dipping would be valid, and that water is fit. The dripped water is fit, and therefore he could then sprinkle after that. Lefikach, therefore, says the Mishnah, Haim metamin l'shem mechattis. The dripped water would also be impure as chattis water renders impure. So I think we've touched on before that if a person carries or uses the chattis water not for purification purposes, he carries it for a purpose other than purification, then he would become tame. The person would become tame. So this dripped water, because it's still fit and valid, chattis water would make someone tame if they carried it for an incorrect or an invalid reason, not to purify someone else.